Thunder Test, NADHC, clear. KCHVSU on 444.35.
Yes, you are. Give me 1 second. I'm running the gas station. NADDS. I could use one more day. Huh? Man, a little darker here this morning. Of course, I'm a few minutes ahead of schedule, and the sun's coming up, so could be that. No, it's definitely darker. It seems like it was like 3-4 weeks ago I was waking up to the sun on my face, and now it's fall here. I forget what I read. I read recently how much it changes each morning. Like, you know, the sunrise changes, you know, like 2 minutes every morning. Get past equinox. Surprisingly more than you think, so I'll tell you, just a weekend could make, you know, 5 minutes difference, and 2 minutes, you know, I'll show you that Friday, the last train to go in the work, so 6 minutes, you know, it's different to do, I don't remember, just a different week.
Yeah, it's one of the modules I have, or what do they call it, on my watch, something I always pay attention to, because shooting light is always correlated with sunrise and sunset. So yeah, it's usually about a minute to two, depending on, I don't know how it works really, but yeah. You wouldn't think that a minute or two would make that much of a difference, but I guess over time, right, you got a week, there goes, what, 5 to 10 minutes difference?
Yeah, you know, since last time you thought about it, right? So, like, oh, cow. But, well, here we are. It's a quarter to. This is normally about when I get out on the road. Anywhere from here to 10 to. So, yeah, it's already significantly lighter than it was. So, it was a lot of it was I was out ahead of the game a little bit. But still, waking up dark. And brisk. Not complaining, but, you know, 40s. Crisp.
K8, are you 8?
Good morning, Anthony. I have a hard time distinguishing how dark, light, sunny it is in the morning, too, because my windshield and windows are tinted, so if I crack the window, it's about 15 minutes later than it actually looks. And yeah, this is great weather. I'm in jeans and a t-shirt. I live for this. Go ahead, Anthony.
I guess there's some benefit to running late. You guys are already on. This is fantastic.
Good morning, Anthony. Yep. I'm a little bit ahead of schedule. Not much. A little bit ahead. So, you're a little late, I'm a little early, and I don't know where Dakota is in the grand scheme of things. About normal? Hard to say. What's exciting?
Go ahead, Anthony. We never hear from you, and I know you're probably not too far from the office.
Not much is exciting. I am thrilled with this weather, just like you guys are. I was checking the weather on the west side of the state, and in Baldwin, which is where I go salmon fishing in a couple weeks, it's 31 degrees right now, or it was 30 minutes ago. So I am thrilled. It's all, fall is taking hold, hopefully. We'll see what happens.
Well, we still may have a, probably will have a Indian summer, which is cool. I always like that little last hurrah, you know, for that week or whatever, we get that little blast. That's always enjoyable.
Yeah, I could take 1 week of, like, 80s, low 80s, high 70s, just to get the grass nice and established and germinating, and then we can go into this cold stuff, but, he's going outside and sweating, I'll tell you that.
Yes, it does. That is, I'm done with that part for sure.
Hey, Anthony, not to change the subject, but when it comes back around, are you looking for any gear at this point in time? Mobile, or I think you've got everything covered you were looking for. Just curious if you're, is there anything you're keeping your eye peeled for? He's looking for general.
Yeah, you can't buy that, that's for sure. The only thing that I'm interested in right now, and I'm not even looking that hard, is a P25 radio. But that's a matter of it slapping me in the face and having the cash sitting around. So, yeah, I mean, that's the only thing. And otherwise, I have too much of everything else at this point. There's nothing new and fancy out there that I'm looking for.
All right, I got a beat on some equipment. Priced quite fairly, so I just didn't know if you were looking for anything in particular. I'm always interested in a 706 Mark II G at a good price and in good shape. Wait.
Yeah, that's funny. As he said it, I was like, well, you know, maybe I need this or maybe I need that, but yeah, nothing that I could really think of. I would like to make another one of those mobile bags that I made with that radio from Don's collection, but do a 50 watter. But I don't really need anything that I can think of.
Okie dokie. Well, find out. Oh, man, let's see here. Now, this is more like it. It's breaking up the mold. And I need a coffee. I'm just patiently waiting for Kenwood to release their radio that they've been teasing us for over a year.
Yeah, you've been waiting for that thing for a while. It's, you should be going crazy.
That new ID5200 looks pretty skippy. I just saw that the other day. You know, that'd be almost ideal, except D-Star.
That 5200 is sweet, and that's one of my favorite mobiles I've ever used. The problem is it doesn't have a speaker in the head, so that's unfortunate. That's what's appealing to that Kenwood. It's kind of like it's chonking. But I've got room for it on my dash, now I've got that bullet point mounting thing. It's just got to have a speaker in the head.
You know, I did look at that thing and think, you know, I could upgrade my 2730, and that would be really nice. But it is a pain in the butt not having a speaker in the head. I got an external speaker and the speaker on the main unit that's under my seat. That's how I listen to everything. It is a little annoying.
You got a 2730. How does that differ from a 2720? Do you know?
I don't know. I know that the current model when I purchased was the 2730, and now they have a variant of it. I can't remember what it is that Dakota has.
2730B. Just got a black, what do they call that? Inverted LCD screen. So the text is white and the background's black. That's my base station radio.
We must have lost Sean to coffee. Who knows?
Oh no, we lost me to inner voices. I was running something through my head. But, yeah, there's a 2720. I don't know what that is. I know you guys had the, version of it, so, I think that 2720 is old and they're kind of a fish.
Do you have, Sean, do you have a list of the equipment that's, available?
I will.
When you get it, send it over. You know, I'm a gear junkie, I can't handle myself.
Looks like it's just the predecessor. It does 35 watts on UHF versus 50 on the 2730. I saw something that says APRS, but I don't think that's accurate.
Yeah, I don't think that's accurate either. Hey guys, I'll be right back. I gotta hop out of the car for a moment.
Okie dokie. Oh man, I feel all crusty this morning. Like, gotta shake the cobwebs out or something.
I woke up at 5 and I just could not get myself out of bed. I don't know why.
Yeah, I slept pretty well. I got up, I think at 1. Then I think I woke up at 5 as well, but I don't normally wake up till 6, so I snoozed. Then I didn't get up till 6:20. Yeah, it's similar to my sleep schedule last night. I don't know. It's probably, I'm sure it's the cold and it's the darkness. I'm used to being woken up the sun in my face, like I said, so it is what it is. I'll get used to it. I haven't set an alarm in over a year, so I might have to start in case I decide to sleep a little bit longer than I should. So is there a 2720 in that list?
I believe so, yeah.
Gotcha, okay. Yeah, it looks like it had a serial connection, so it's pretty dated. A serial connection? Lucky charms.
I call them serial, but I think they're actually in radio or round, what are they, bin connectors?
Oh, yeah, okay, the round ones, Yeah, I think it's a DIN connector. So they have a DIN connector for, like, external modems or something?
That's what I'm assuming, because there's a RJ11 and a RJ45 connector for the body and the head, or the mic. So I don't know if that, I don't know if that's for an external modem, or you can add a GPS to it or something. I have no idea.
I am back and on the phone, gentlemen.
We're just pondering the 2720.
Ah, okay. I'm interested to see this list. Hopefully I can keep my money in my pocket.
That ain't BBF. I've hit the point where I've got all the gear I could ever want for as much as I'm playing radio, so it's been pretty easy to say no to stuff. especially I've had my eye on the prize for that new Kenwood, because it's really the only radio I do anymore is in the truck. So I figured, you know, that's an easy justification to me, is a good mobile. Anything else, my 710 just sits on the desk. 2730, I turn it on the weekends and listen a little bit, and then I don't touch HDs. I feel like I should probably be on the notes some more, but with three kids, man, it's so loud. Well, let's see if I got it. Yeah, you'll find that that's the case. You know, it'll wax and wane, and you know, you'll be into it for a while for one reason or another, and then you'll be away for a while. And, it'll be like that. So that's why I wouldn't be too fixated on the latest, greatest gear. Just get decent gear, and then that way you always, you know. Hell, I have radios that are decades old, and they're still, you know, like my IC7000 or like an IC706 Mark IIG. They're timeless, you know. They're great radios. And, you know, if I put that thing in a cubby hole and I didn't use it for, you know, 5 years or something like that, 10 years, crack it back out, it would still be a great HF radio for that kind of operation. So, you know, if you I get it. There's newer, fancier radios out there, but yeah, don't chase that dragon.
I lost my connection. I don't know if you guys are still out there.
We're here. Yeah, I was talking to my wife, Sean, not too long ago about, I forgot what radio I was looking at. She goes, yeah, but then you're going to get it, it'll be outdated. And I'm like, this technology really doesn't change. I mean, it gets better, but I in my lifetime, I don't see it changing to the point where if something's out of date. You know, guys are still rocking radios that are older than I am. I think the biggest thing that's happened is, I don't know, mobiles, I don't think, you know, they've gotten more colorful and, you know, they've added digital, you know, so a lot of the old analog radios are, do you have to have one digital mode? I don't think so, but that would be the one big change is, you know, whether you have a digital mode in your mobile. Other than that, you know, the old mobiles are great all the way back to, you know, the classics we were running in the 90s. And, in the world of HF, I think the spectrum display has been the big thing. You know, it's like, okay, you got to have a spectrum display now. You know, that's becoming, you know, kind of a standard staple. And the older ones don't have it. Now, you know, again, do you need that? Not necessarily, but that's one of those big things, those big game changers, in my opinion. But not much. I mean, you know, do they perform better? Yeah, probably, you know, are you going to notice it in the mobile environment, which is, you know, these kind of rigs, you know, that I'm thinking of right now? Probably not, so.
Yeah, in digital modes, it seems like maybe they're settling in, but there's always a new one, and there's always the one that people around you fancy, so that's kind of a hard one to get behind, but... also said by somebody that doesn't actively participate in any digital modes. So, yeah, I don't know. It is interesting, but analog will stay analog forever. You'll always be able to use it. So, I don't know. I'm with you, Dakota. It's not. They're radios that are as old as us, and they work just fine.
And the digital stuff, I think the radios continue to get better and cheaper and yada, 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 but the adoption rate is still not great to where it makes sense, especially around here. Everything's, you know, analog or P25 if you're in the club. But I'm just using a dual band analog radio in the truck, and that does 99% of the radio that I do day to day.
They always say, give me a, the girl today was joking at the window. She says, give me 10 minutes to figure out how to key this into the register.
Man, I rarely ever have a difficult Starbucks order. It's always just black coffee or a regular cold brew. But I did get Saturday, I went in the afternoon and got a double espresso with cream and some little bit of splash of coffee in it, and it was delicious.
So that's my go-to. My little way better than my, I get this thing
called 16-ounce sugar-free red wine I'm drinking right now.
Macchiato. It's basically just four shots of espresso, and they take like a just a dollop of foam and they slap it on top, and that's it. You know, so but you get four shots of espresso. So it's, you know, it's one of the most affordable things on the menu. It's barely more than a cup of coffee, and you know, it gives you a hell of a jolt, lots of caffeine. And if you like that, you know, Starbucks espresso flavor, it's loaded with that. And but they can't ever find it on the menu. It's not a regular item. So they always fish around, and, you know, I'll look over at the screen, and it'll say $6, and I'll say, no, you got the wrong thing. You know, because they'll give me some quad macchiato chocolate something, and, you know, they're always giving me some sort of crazy drink. You know, I said, no. You know, check the register, and then they find, oh, here it is. You know, it's $3.19 or something. So.
Stopped on you a little bit in the beginning there, Sean. My bad. What did you say the drink was?
Quad espresso macchiato. Just four shots of espresso with a little bit of foam on top. And it comes in a little teeny cup, so you got to ask for it in a tall cup if you don't like the little teeny cup it comes in, because it's an espresso drink.
That sounds like gas. How many milligrams of caffeine's in that?
Probably a lot.
All right, what I missed, the cute little blonde barista was...
I get distracted by shiny things too. I asked how many milligrams of caffeine are in that thing.
Oh, I don't know, but I've heard that each shot of espresso is equivalent to one cup of coffee, so a quad espresso macchiato is like four cups of coffee. Booyah.
I just looked it up. It looks like on average there's 126 milligrams of caffeine in a shot of espresso. I'm sorry, in a double shot. So Sean's drink would have like 250 milligrams.
No, that's not bad. I was expecting it to be like 500 milligrams.
One of those energy drinks you get.
This 16-ounce Red Bull, it's got no sugar, zero calories. No, there's 10 calories in it, I think. It's 151 milligrams.
All right, so my little thing's like two Red Bulls and change.
Yeah, that's... That's enough caffeine, for sure. Get your day started, right?
The volume difference is what's crazy, because a shot of espresso is only what? 2 ounces? Ounce and a half? No, I'm thinking shot. How many ounces is espresso?
I don't know. What's a shot glass? Because each shot of espresso is literally in a shot glass. So, yeah, it ain't much. And, yeah, that's what makes it the, you know, the caffeine delivery system, because there's not a lot of volume to get that, you know, to get that much in Red Bull. You'd have to drink two cans of Red Bull. This here, you know, you got something you can do in probably a couple, three gulps. Now, I sip it, you know, to kind of enjoy the espresso flavor, but you could get it all down in a couple of gulps, you know. So it's a caffeine delivery system.
Well, a jigger is 1.5 ounces, I think. So what would that be, 6 ounces? 6 ounces, and you said a little bit of foam. So I'm 16 ounces, and and you're 6 with double the caffeine.
Sounds very effective.
I think the drug addicts would say they'd call that mainline.
You know, when I think of things like that, I think that would be great for hunting or fishing because you get all your caffeine with very little liquid volume, so you're less likely to have to pee.
There you go.
Caffeine is diuretic, so I think the more caffeine you have, even if it's concentrated, the more you have to pee.
Tons of fun. Who's that? Did I have guys working early this morning? Uh-oh, that's not a good sign. Is that one of my guys? No, that's a carpenter. All right, never mind.
Man, Sean, you're early. I still got a battle of 59 all the way across.
Guys, I got to get to it. I'll probably continue to listen and hop in if I have comment, but I'm already staring at spreadsheets. It's fantastic. Happy Monday. This is KERUH, and I will be listening.
All right, Anthony, we'll catch you later. Dakota, I'm going to switch over to the HD, so give me a minute. Get inside. W8FU.
Sounds good. All right, Anthony, good talking to you. Sean, I got a couple minutes left, so I will probably be out here. NADDF.
There. All queued up.
Hey, BMW. This is KFA EDQ listening. WD8KLL.
I have a blue jean handkerchief.
Which is true. They sell it.
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's a new one to me. I know my father used to carry them around in his pocket, but, yeah, I don't know. I'm a paper towel man.
You know, really, sometime by the time you take it out of your pocket, you don't have a chance. You sneeze outside. That's how it is sometimes. But not a time, no. I right away. If I know I'm gonna have to do it, you gotta do it.
That's right, Jack. Yep. You gotta do it. You gotta do it for sure. So what's up today? Any big plans?
So far, it's nothing. I already had the first coffee, had the first donut, and that was it for now.
Yeah, I can't have anything but clear liquids. I'm going up for a cortisone injection shot here this afternoon.
Yeah, I see what you're saying. So, anyhow, how am I sounding out that way with that medium-low power?
Sounding good. Just a little bit of crackling there. But I can make you out 100%, no problem.
Yeah, I was talking to somebody else on that WKB. Repeater, he said he's there somewhere. He's in north of Pontiac. So I don't know what that is, but he said there was a problem with that repeater, but now it's open. So I don't know if he'd be able to reach it from where you're at or not.
Yeah, I'm not sure. I can hit the south field repeater from here, so. Clarkston's no problem. I'm not sure what you're talking about, but shoot me the numbers. I can plug it in here and give her a whirl.
Yeah, probably the Clarkston. It used to be, I think they had a problem. Then now I think they put it on the water tower.
Yeah, that's the one I'm talking about, the Clarkston one. It's 146-840.
I don't know if I have that number, and I got the call sign for that water tower. Anyhow, all right, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to have another coffee. I got to go to see a foot doctor, you know, about 11 o'clock, so I'll be busy a little bit. All right. Take care, Greg. Good talking to you this morning. KFA, DRC.
Okay, Jack. Yeah, the acronym for that repeater is W8JWB. That's in Clarkston. PL's 100, the 146-840. I think we've spoken on that before, but, yeah, they really improved that tower. From what I heard, they had the antenna somewhat close to the cell phone, the 5G, and they moved it, and now it's like a night and day difference. So anyways, my friend, we'll talk at you later. I'll give you a jingle later when we're on the road. WDKLL, I'll be clear.
That's what he said, too. Same thing. They had a problem with the cell phone towers, and that's why they moved it. Anyhow, the hell of a repeater, and it comes all the way here, too. The people in, I believe the people in West Bloomfield, that area, they can use that because it hits a lot of places. Anyhow, good talking to you again. KFA, DRC.
W8PD. I put my XDL back in line.
I'll tell you what, man, this car or this phone or this cable or it never fails. I cannot get the Android Auto to recognize when I need it the most. You know, when I plug it in, it always, you know, goes in the Android Auto and everything. If I've got something on my map, it'll pop up on the screen. But when I need it, when I actually need it to get someplace, nothing I can do. I've restarted my phone. I've tried plugging the cable in 6 different ways from Sunday. The only thing I haven't done is turn the car off and back on, which is just getting off the highway here. I'm going to try that. God, it's frustrating.
I'm going to have to call you back. We had a little family emergency here. WDD.
Okay, well, if you walk with your legs pinched together and little steps, you'll make it. W8FQ.
Yeah, her mom is going backwards. All right, talk to you later. WDD.
Ooh, okay. All right, well, deal with that. We'll talk to you. This fine day.
Heading over to Plum Island Haggerty. While my co-worker is going over to Plum Island Haggerty, he's going to the remote site. I'm going to the head end. Figure out what's going on.
Roger. Well, I'm looking at the water tower in town, so I thought if maybe you took the day off or if you were still bad, maybe catch breakfast, but never mind.
What's the day off?
I missed that. I had my GPS gap in my ear.
I asked, what's the day off?
It is a day where you don't work and preferably, hopefully, get paid. Anywho, with that, I must bid you all adieu. I am closing in on my destination. W8FU.
Sam, your drink don't get wet in the water tower and don't go swimming in it. KCKJ. Is that Eric out there I hear?
No. W8FSM. Heading to 75 South.
What is your project for today? Mine is to go check and unlock lock schedule at the door.
Seems like that could just be done by looking at the programming. So, you know. I'm headed down to the Mac Genius to get a Mac up. I started printing orders. I did 3 or 4 emails. And then I'm like, all right, I'm going to run down 75 through the madness really quick to run to Troy and pick this thing up and then get back to Davisburg for my 2:30.
And that's exactly what I'm doing. I'm checking the schedule, make sure that it's in line. These are older door controllers, so They had a power outage, which blew a power supply, but now doors are not unlocking at their scheduled time. Got to go in there, check the control, send it down to the controller, and then I got a guy down there that's going to check it out for me. It's pretty simple. It's commonplace with these older controllers. Easy, KJO.
Yeah, I've got to deal with an Interlogix panel today, too. We had one at the West plant, and it's a company, and obviously that Interlogix went out of business, what, in 2019, I think. So the vendor they had over there said, we don't touch it no more. Well, during a brownout, when the generator failed, it didn't come back to life. Nobody knew where the panel was. We finally found it. And, of course, the negative on the battery terminal was completely corroded off. So I'm like, well, pull the AC cord to it. You know, so I pulled the transformer, let it reset, and it came back upright. But, yeah. Now I got another door and another building doing the same thing. And I'm like, I'll find the panel and reboot it.
Yeah, you got to put in a 12-7 on that so it, keeps its memory. It's got a button cell battery, memory battery. Check that, too. Make sure that's still good. Get those for, like, $5 at, Batteries Plus or something. Interlogix, I haven't heard that name. That was GE Interlogix. Way back when. Woo! You did fire and security. That beats me, Fred. That beats me.
Yeah, I was like, I never saw this panel before, and I'm like, you can only load 8 facility codes into it as well. So, like, and you can't just set it to, like, wide, accept any facility code. Like on the Honeywells, I can say, okay, I want any 36-bit or whatever. Who cares? Well, this thing, it wants the facility code defined in the format. And then it says you can't, and you can only get 8 types. I'm like, I'm great.
On the Interlogix, you got 8 facility codes. On the Honeywell, you can hit. If you leave one, it'll pick up any facility code with a, if you're using a 26-bit or a 34-bit, it'll pick up whatever it is. But then if you have 2 identical cards, then you have to start messing with it. But what kind of Honeywell is it? The, hold on a second, the net access controllers?
Well, I've got net access. I still have a Passpoint system going. But this one over here, and what I do on the Passpoint, I just have it open. Any 26-bit card or any 34-bit has a FOBs or 34. I don't bother with locking it down by a facility code. But that Interlogix, man, it only wanted certain facility codes and bit types. You can only define 8. So I got creative with the numbering. They're not going to like it, but we're going to replace that Interlogix crap because it's end of life from the manufacturer, like end of life themselves. And I just don't know which way I want to go yet because, I mean, normally I'd say Honeywell, but with that access, still I'm really not sure I want to go that route.
No, you don't want net access because they're hyper controls, and I have several of them out there, and all they do is they lock up, and once they become, I got net access 4s and net access 1, 2, 3s, and the web interface just goes stupid, and you cannot get into it whatsoever. It's a pain in the derriere. So other what other vendors do you use besides Honeywell and Interlogix?
Well, so on the Honeywell, I have we have Wimpack, so it's all we don't even go. I don't even go. Well, I go to the web interface once for the initial, you know, if there's a static or anything like that. But then it's everything's connected to the server. And that's where it pulls its config from the servers.
That's what I'm going on right now, Winpack. I'm certified in that as high as you can go on that. I'm also certified in ProWatch, which is a high-end secure 9000. Oh, I haven't touched an MDM system in years. But I got Lenel on Guard 360. If you want any questions regarding access systems, that's my forte. I'm the senior tech for the entire state of Michigan, so.
Yeah, so we've got it. Oh, I got to turn right here. Damn it, the on-ramp is all closed. I forgot about that. At Fenway, they put a patent system in, so I started playing with the patent. Have you played with the patent G2?
I haven't played with the patent yet. I have played with the Vigilon, and the Vigilon is Motorola. So if you want to do something like that, it's not too bad. You know, it all depends on how many doors you got over there.
Yeah, they put the patent system, a friend of the boss's, you know, oh, we do this patent stuff. I'm like, okay, well, I looked it up. It's really big in the UK. And it's the same. You got all the you know, your DTMs would be all Ethernet-based. And, if the database syncs to a server and if the server's off, it, you know, no, it'll still, the system will still run, it just won't have any updates, but it uses a Windows server that, on a Windows VM, and I'm like, okay, I don't know. I like some of the features they have of it for Bluetooth NFC ability or pin-based, but I'm still not told if that's what I want to do here because I have to go network-wide, LAN-wide, you know, build it. Whatever system I'm going to switch to, I need to be able to deploy at multiple facilities across the state. So the networking side of things is very important. And I've already know, I know how net access and 123, you know, 123 and all that, and V4 all work, but I'm still not sure I'm convinced that's what I want to go.
You got a P25 radio on you?
No, I've only got the analog and DMR.
Let me change over to DMR, and my DMR. Get hold of me on DMR. I'm going to give you my cell phone number.
No, I'll get it from you here. I can't get it from my phone, but I'll get it from you while I'm driving here in construction.
Ping me on the FBI Discord. I'm on that, and I'll send you my number.
Alright, yeah, because I got to look at something, especially with this, these Interlogix acting up like they are, something's going to have to happen. I know Unify has a new Protect thing that can integrate into that whole ecosystem, but not sure I really want to go that route either, because I heard they're starting to do some cost, monthly cost things, and I'm like, well, what's the point of buying all the hardware, running all the software if I'm going to have to pay a monthly, you know, BS? Holy crap. Look at all these strikers out here by the hospital.
All right, get a hold of me on Discord because I got to get in here. I got to go get into the wind better than myself and find out why the, I know the schedule's working. I think it's just an N1 stupid again because it's an N1004. So, older technology, it's like 25 years old. Or it could be a Nexus 4, which are pieces of junk in my eyes. All right, get a hold of me on Discord. I'll be around. KKKJO.
Sorry, getting on 75, W8FSF, in the construction.
WD8KLO on the mobile.
Good morning.
Android Auto works.
Isn't that how it always goes?
Yep. Anyway, hey, do you got my phone number?
Let me look.
How do I get out of this place? I'm in Troy. I don't want to be here anymore. It's scary.
Did you get your thing?
Sit right next to me. Just got done talking with Anthony.
Julio, very good. Yeah, I got mine sitting next to me too, so we should go to the coffee shop and we can let them bump uglies. Maybe if we put them together in the same coffee shop, they'll make an iPad.
Wow. All right. I forgot to say hello. I'm getting ready to spot of Anthony's here. And I got 7 phone calls while I was sitting here talking with Anthony for like 10 minutes. Like, geez, oh, Pete's people.
I got to make a call, too. Just getting on the road here. Downtown Richmond. W8FU. I'll be back.
Look at that. I'm on the this thing called the 2.6. It's so weird. All right. W8FSM, Troy.
W8FSM, KCKJO. I sent you a Discord message and W8FU, KCKJO.
Okay, I'm back. All right, well, whenever it's convenient, give me a call for a couple of minutes.
Sounds good. I'll call you in a little bit. I'm going up to this other site here. KCKJ.
W8FU.
Is the door up here on the lane that far away?
I am at 26 and I-94, and I am meeting someone for lunch along the M-59 corridor. They are heading east from Pontiac at some point, and I'll be heading west at some point.
Very good. I just thought you were next to us, and that's fine. I am not going to head that way. I'm going to stay up here, so... I'm fine. I just wanted to see if you had somebody to have lunch with. All is good.
Yeah, I got some fitness I got to take care of, so, and I've got work that away after I'm done, so it all works out in my grand scheme of things. How did things go with
mom, did get things under control?
We sent our maid as finest bear, and they transported her, or they are transporting her, so we shall see. She's got, I don't know, almost the word hospice involved, but we're not using that word yet, but it's there. So, and her sister didn't know what to do, and she was barking in my ear, and I says, call the guy, call the professionals, you know. Says, by the time we get there, and I'm not going to be able to transport her anyways, I mean, and the fire station's right down the road, and they're very good. And they got there in about 5 minutes, and, yep, they said, we're taking her in. So that's what's happening. So Marianne's heading towards the hospital. So I don't want to say it's expected, but I think it kind of is.
You said the sister, I thought the niece or the daughter was living there.
Well, that was the original intent, and that didn't work out. So now there's four of them, and the families of all four, so now they're just rotating. One night it's Marion, one night it's one night is her sister, then her two kids, and then there's two brothers involved, and sometimes it's, you know, the two brothers and their kids. So, I mean, there's plenty of help to go around. Last night and today was her sister's turn, and she was the one that didn't know what to do. So, and that's when then Mary walked in right when I was chatting with you, and I said, just call Armada, you know. I says, they know where she is, and they were there quick, so... So far, all has been handled very professionally.
Roger, hey, next time you go by the dump, I think I'm in traffic here, so I couldn't stare, but it looks to me like I got a great big old nest between the top two dishes.
Where was this at? I am not quite following what we're talking about.
Your audio is either very light or my radio's acting up, and I didn't catch that. What did you say?
No, I said I missed what you said.
Oh, the dump, it looks like I got a big osprey nest between my top two satellite or microwave dishes. Next time you go by it, gander up there and see if you can confirm. I was in traffic and I couldn't really take my eyes off the road long enough to confirm.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Now I got it. Okay, I was thinking the site in Richmond. You're talking the site near New Haven. I got it now. Okay, I'll look. Yeah, I know where we're at. Right by the exit. I got it now. I just had the two sites confused. I thought you were talking about the Richmond site because that's where you were today. The other one. But I know what you're talking about, the professional site by the dump. I'm good. I got it.
Yeah, and all I'm saying is that when I say the dump, that's what I'm talking about. So. Anyhow, yeah, very good. I switched over to Warren, so let me know if there's any problem. I'm at 23 and 94.
Actually made it worse. You were doing pretty good on FBI. FBI does pretty good up to about 21 mile. And then after that, UMP, and then after that, Warren. You know all that. So, but you're there. You're readable. Just more noise.
All right, well, I'll switch back to Richmond. Anyhow, I don't generally run the UMP. I don't like the sound of it. And more importantly, I want to know how my coverage is. So, because we can be disconnected at any moment.
Yeah, well, you sound sound good on this one. This one sounds good. So, like I said, this one, and as a matter of fact, I use this one so much, sometimes I even forget about the UMP, not, you know, not just because. I guess the biggest reason is I'm lazy, and I figure if I can hear it good, I'm probably getting to it good. So, but yeah, this one sounds really good. And thanks for doing that for yesterday, too. We had a blast. That worked out really, really nice.
Anytime. That's right in there in keeping with what, how I want it to work. But is there anybody else listening now? Is Wally's audio like really low, or is it something on my end?
Wally's audio is really low.
Agreed. NAWRO.
And so is his.
Okay.
It's loud as ever. KUNOR.
In a second, I'll just go to the other radio because I went to the XTL. I'll be right back. Okey-dokey.
Hello, Nor. Hello, Don. I don't know if there was somebody else in there, but yeah, I just wasn't sure if it was my on my end or his, but very good.
John, it's Tim in Richmond, NAWRO.
And whoever that person is, there's almost no audio. Tim, you are really light.
Is this better or worse? Like the eye exam. Number one or number two?
Seems better to me. It's the same or worse to me. I mean, my volume's all the way up and I can barely here, but that might be on my end.
Well, remember, better is a relative term.
The last two transmissions from the two individuals were equally loud on this end down here in the ghetto. KE8NOR.
And Nor, aside from a little hum, your audio is good. You're about on par with Don, and I'm guessing Don, he's probably on par with me, right?
It's a little light, but it's copyable for sure.
Oh, am I making it from here?
You are. Where are you at? Holly?
I'm on Holly, but I'm coming down the hill here by just before 15, so I'm coming down a hill, so I'll probably lose it.
There's some sticky audio to me. Anywho, Don, where are you at? I am at 59 and I-94, so I'm starting my western swing.
Well, I don't mean to just complain about people's audio. It's one of my many services. I am on 59 eastbound, and I just went under 75. Heading in your direction.
I want you to complain about my audio. I'm the biggest dick when it complains about audio. I will actually quit talking to somebody. So if mine is bad, I want to know.
It's just like the volume is on 2 and it needs to be 7. You know what I mean?
So am I still light? Because they changed microphones too.
Coming in quite clear here in Riverview, Michigan. KF8DAP.
Hold on a sec. It sounds better to me, Wally. I don't think it's your best, but it's adequate now. Don, I think that Mound Van Dyke, Utica, Gary is going to probably be our ground zero. I don't have anything in mind, but I'm guessing that's where we're going to collide.
I switched over to the one repeater. Maybe it'll be a little clearer here. Yeah, that's fine. I'm trying to think of, there's like, I don't know, there's everything there. We'll find something.
How about if I use Warren?
a little better to my ears, I think.
Okay, and the next step is to go in the code plug. I need to buy one of those fancy spectrum analyzers to check the modulation. That's what I should do. Okay, I'll hand it off. Freddie, you still there? Near Mount Holly?
I think Fred is off the hill as he predicted. K8DB.
Sorry, I got pulled off on a phone call. What, where are we at now?
I've got
willpower
to get 6
volts. We doubled there a little bit, Fred. Don, we're trying to coordinate lunch. Don, did you hear what I said, and do you have anything in mind?
I did, and I don't. As I get closer, I'll think of something. But I think you're right. That's about where we'll be. I'm just coming up the Rochester Road now.
Hey, there's Ford Garage, brand new.
I saw that recently, and it looks like the font was the same, too. I don't know if they got some licensing to get permission to do that. Can't imagine they're affiliated.
Honestly, I don't know nothing about them. I've just heard people talk about it, never been there, and I think they are affiliated.
Okie dokie. Is Wally going to join for lunch? I missed that part.
Negative.
Oh, man. Well, next time.
I think I'm going to go to the Taco Bell. You know, that's, I'm going to run to the border.
Hey, Freddy, I got a technical question for you on XPR radio.
Okay.
Does the analog mic AGC, when that's checked, does that override the analog mic gain? Because I got a set AGC checkbox, and I got the gain set at -7.
Well, yeah. I'm sure, yeah, turn that off.
And what would you suggest for a good starting point on the analog gain?
Oh, I don't know. 0.0?
Yeah, 3%.
That was a smash. Try it again, Sean.
I just said I can core. Start at, turn off the AGC and start at 0. That's a good starting point.
I was going to jump in up for lunch. I am coming up to Van Dyke here. Sean, where are you?
I am at the Golden Butthole. So let's see, there's a Portillo's here, but all they got Chicago dog, Italian beef, burgers. It's supposed to be pretty good. That's a little bit past you. We could do Portillo's. There's a bunch of stuff over here, actually.
Oh, Jollibee. Do Jollibee. The girls got me spaghetti last week. I had Jollibee spaghetti.
So, Ben, why don't you do that? When you see the butthole, turn in. There's a Red Lobster
And there's a whole bunch of stuff over here. We can, if we can't find, there's Shake Shack and Mission Barbecue and Chipotle and all sorts of stuff. So turn in when you see the Red Lobster sign and the Golden Butthole just ahead.
Okay.
Johnny Hayes is really proud of that, you guys.
You got an eyeball on the butthole yet?
No, I'm just going up to go over 53. Oh, I should see it soon.
Yeah, I can see the rise over the freeway. So, all right, I'm gonna pull into the old mall parking lot, park, so that we can. There's a lot of places here we can pick. And when you get to the when you turn in, I'll make it obvious. I'll be parked in the old abandoned parking lot, pretty obviously.
Okie doke. Is there a south side or the north side? I'm confused.
North side, so you'll be turning right into the right at the Red Lobster. Turn right.
Okay, I was picturing the other side of the road. Okay.
Well, there's a Total Wine. We can go there for lunch.
One bottle of Blanches, please. Is this any better? This is zero.
I'll turn down the pot in your desk, Mike.
Okay, I turned it down about half.
Getting real close.
Do I need to go higher or lower?
I'd lock it there for now, and then just after we talk for a while, and you know, we'll make a better judgment. I've never liked these, you know, now, because you know, then it changes when you relax and start talking normal.
Yeah, I got it. Okay, very good. All right. So, I'll see, if I was with you guys, I would insist on the Chicago roast beef sandwich. I like that place. But all of them right there are good, every one of them.
I'm going to jump out for a moment. KABB.
Baby, oh, my baby, 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 oh.
I had a few refreshments before I went out to work.
No, I'm just starting to feel better, so I'm getting back to normal. Oh, yeah, he had his first Vanjoo Chris.
Yeah, I wish I could get to feel better, but I gotta get rid of this darn cold.
Yes, I recommend everybody gets pneumonia. Off 75. Go get me some Taco Bell. I'm running for the border.
Well, I was going to get Wendy's, but the line is so gall darn long to get it, so I'm just waiting until I get further down to the Ferndale.
Hey, Wally, you still there? NHWRO. Negative copy. Tom, can you hear me?
No. Yes. No, Wally, I don't know where Wally's at. I heard him earlier.
I'm here.
back over to the Yaesu because my signal report was bad. How am I doing now?
You're awesome.
I second that. Be right back.
That's what I like to hear. Let me switch over to the Kinect systems and let me try that again. I think I just doubled with somebody. 2 seconds. Be right back. NAWRO.
W8 meeting.
It was an advertisement. KKKQ.
Did you buy it?
No, it was my work number. And they hung up just as I tried answering, and so I called them back, thought it was a customer that I missed, and no, it's for the FOP, or the Police and Fire Fund, or something like that, so, no.
NAWRO, how's this one, guys?
Sounds fine to me. Didn't really hear a difference in audio. You get the carrier just fine.
Alright, I think I just doubled before, but let me know if anything's wrong. I checked all the connections. Wally, you're sounding better. Much better.
Yeah, I'm doing a lot of screwing around here. There's so many settings, you just don't know what's right. Listened to myself on a parrot for what that was worth. So, it still sounds a tad echoey.
No, on mine, it is sounding much better from what it was. When did we start this? About 20 minutes ago? It's sounding real good, NAWRO.
Okay, the only thing I can tell you the difference between your Kinect systems and this one is the Kinect system sounds a little bit less. Your Yaesu sounded just a little bit more.
Understood. Going to have to go back into the settings and see what I got this mic gain at.
Yeah, I'm kind of like Sean. You start going down this road and it's, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? You never know what the hell is right, you know? So... So I said, I have no objections if somebody tells me that mine is weak or strong or terrible or spotty or whatever, because you know how I am when it comes to that. You know, I will hang up on somebody if it's not comfortable.
Victor, Delta standards means no poo-poo allowed.
I kind of agree. For all the equipment we have, all the knowledge we have, everything else like that, it should be perfect. That's my thing with DMR. It should be perfect, you know? And you get some of these guys that just overmodulate the heck out of it, and it just drives you crazy, you know? And they start doing that stuff. Wifey calls it Stephen Hawking.
Yeah, I just gotta wait for them to open up the software for me so I can get in there, and I'm gonna drop the big M down a little bit more. Did I lose everybody?
No, I'm here. I read from radio in the middle of a QSL. Duh, don't do that again because it goes blank for a while.
And you know me, I'm a man of few words. Oh, come on, that was good.
Haha, it was good. I just got my buddy on DMRS, or on FRS. He's like a mile and a half ahead of me. Trying to go from, we forgot the freeway was shut down, so now we're ending up going on to, the lodge and getting off at 9 Mile to get to Ferndale. Yippee! KCKQ.
You know, I'm going to have to
turn you in because you've got your family.
He has his own ticket now, Bubba.
Yeah, I was going to say, he's legal.
Yep, that's true. All right, boys and girls, I'm going to go to my car. I still haven't got my dollar cup of coffee yet, which is nice, and then I'm going to go to the office and do a cameo appearance to make it look like I worked today. And then I have a meeting this afternoon, 4:45, right, Tom?
Well, I can confirm that. It's at the down at the farm place.
I'm going to start taking the Tums now. I meant to say Tim. I'll start with Tums, and then I'll move over to the stronger stuff.
Like last night at Dave's house, but we won't talk about that. N-A-W-R-O.
That was good stuff. A little horsey bottle. That was good.
Hey, Wally, real quick before you leave, I'm not going to play this out on the air, but I am in the program microphone, internal digital mic cam. I got 13, and this is analog, so my analog is 15. Is that similar to Motorola?
As a general rule, positive numbers means add gain, and negative numbers mean take it away. I'm at zero right now, and then I just turned down the little pod on the back of mine because I'm using one of those. They call it a hockey stick mic. And they're a little cool, but I don't think they're that good of a microphone. So if you're at 15, then I would go up a point or two. You got to remember, every three is doubled. So go up maybe 1 point, you know. And then just like Sean said, just leave it there for a while. I'd rather than do that can you hear me now thing all the time. You know, just wait and listen. And the other thing too, you got an all-star node, right?
No, I do not. And further information, this scale is different than the Big M. It's 0 to 19. There's no negative. 0 to 19, and I'm at 15. But I agree, I'm going to bump it up to 16 and just try it in a few days. We'll see.
Yeah, and also see if there's a pod adjustment on your microphone, because that's what Freddie told me to turn down on mine was the pod adjustment. I did that a little bit.
Understood. Will do. I'll let you go. N-A-W-R-O. Tom, have a safe day, too.
I'm leaving you, Tom. I do have to move. W-I-D.
Yeah, go make your appearance. And I'll talk to both you guys later on in the day. 73 to both.
Jim, did you mess with your code plug?
WAD.
I did, but I didn't upload it to the radio yet, so, you know, next time, probably.
Okay, got to run. Just was getting my coffee and a sandwich, so take care. Chat later. WAD. And thank you for yesterday, too, by the way, if I didn't say that.
My pleasure. Thank you for attending. And I'll talk to you on the air, or I'll see you at the meeting tonight. N-A-W-R-O.
K-A-B-B.
W8FU.
Hey, there was this guy who has a license plate that has the same as that. I just saw him.
You mean that disgustingly dirty little car?
Yeah, like it is on a dirt road or something.
You know, I had the all-you-can-eat plan from Jack's Car Wash, but I found I wasn't using it enough to really justify the $25 a month it was costing me. It doesn't seem like it takes a lot, but I just wasn't always getting my money's worth, so I canceled it. There's a guy just north of me, it's only one single car wash, but he'll sell you, I think it's, his car washes are $8 a piece, but he'll give you 2-for-1 if you buy 10. If you buy 40, for $40 you get, you know, 8 car washes or something like that. What is it, 9, 10, I forget. Buy 5, get 5, maybe that's it. Anyhow, they work out to $4 a piece. And, so I do that because you can use them as much as, I can use 3 of them, you know, in a row, or I could use them, you know, if I don't need one for a month, I don't have to use it. They never expire. And if I want to use a different car, I can use them on a different car. So it's much more flexible.
Yeah, and $4 is a good deal. You know, obviously that's not a super scrub wash, but, you know, $4 to just kind of get in and get the mud off and get out, that's a good deal.
Yep, I want to re-up that one probably. I mean, I did like Jack's, I really did, but I just too many months they got me, and I just said, ah. But I want to get this thing detailed, and I know Steve, KUHG, he said he does that, so I got to get by, see him, show him. I got a couple of little marks on the car that I want to get, you know, taken care of. They're all the kind of things that you just rub out pretty easy. But I got to get it by, have him take a peek at it, get this thing all detailed.
I should do that too. I like this car, and I still have some time on it. I'm enjoying not having had a comp payment for a while, and I like the car, so I need to get into it. It washes up real nice. There's this new car wash on Woodward and Royal Oak that I drive past all my way home from the office. And so you can pop in there, and I think it's about $10 or $12. It's not super cheap, but it's a really good wash. You know, it's the cleanest sort of auto wash I've had in a while, and it's reasonably priced. But the inside of the car needs attention. It needs to be dusted, it needs to be vacuumed, and get the little fancy brushy thing in all the little corners and grooves and stuff, and I have neither the tools nor the patience nor the time for that. As somebody who can give it a little love.
Yep, same here. Looking for somebody that can do that whole detailing. You know, now the guy that can take care of the outside doesn't necessarily have to do the inside. I can go get the inside done separately, but I've seen some pretty rough cars go to they take them to the used car lot, and when they show back up on the car lot, man, them things look squeaky clean, like brand new. I'm like, I want that.
Yeah, Steven had a Groupon for a place near us. It was in Bloomfield by Telegraph and Square Lake, back in that kind of commercial complex back there on the Take Franklin Road up into Pontiac. And so they had a Groupon thing. You know, you could interior, exterior detailing, you drop it off in the morning, pick it up in the afternoon. And I'll tell you, they did a really good job with a car that was pretty long in the tooth. But I don't think the Groupon made them any money because I went out of business a year later. But there's a place near us that does it. I don't know. I'd rather just find a guy, you know, someone you know, friend of a friend.
Well, Steve might be that guy. That's kind of the
implication I got from his text. He said he was listening one day and he heard I was looking for something like that. He offered him, or I'm not sure if it's him or him and someone else or someone else, but I got to get by there. Got to take a look at what I need done, see if he's the guy. And I know he's done it for dealers, you know, so it might be exactly what I said, somebody that does this for the dealerships.
Very good. Well, I need to figure out if I'm going to cut the grass this afternoon or tomorrow. I have Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday afternoon, evening appointments. So I'm thinking I need to do that today or tomorrow, and I don't really want to do it today. Maybe I have to do it tomorrow. I'll be better off doing it today, but I got toys to play with, so maybe I'll do it tomorrow.
Yeah, I'll be real curious to see how, performance versus, the known stuff as good, better, worse.
Yeah, I got to clear off that little counter, that little shelf behind my operating position. Put a couple things up there. Footer's room. Right now, that's a big project. I have some DC cables that I had to reroute when I put the dust pad together, and I was trying to clean up cabling. And if you look at it right now, you'd never think that any attempt was ever made to clean up cabling. There's just so many things. I've been putting power poles on connectors and trying to make things shorter and dress them. So in the process of tidying and organizing, you make a mess. I got to clean all that up first.
Get that one rascal online. I'll be wanting to come tool around on it a little just to kind of see what all the hoopla's about.
Those two speakers, are those the right size, style, dimensions, whatever, for the 7300 and the 9700? Or is that like the other one, the SB23 or whatever?
They're nothing special. They're just a box with a speaker. And, they're for the 73, 97, 86, that whole line. It's designed to match those.
Okay. All right, I thought they would be more than that, but okay. Very good. So what is the SB23 max then? Because it's bigger than a 7300, I think. I wonder what that was intended to complement.
I don't know. Just trying to think of rigs of the past that they had. What's the one for the 775?
That's the SB20. So that's the one I have. The 775 was the matching speaker. I'm sorry, the SB20 was the matching speaker for the 765 and the 781 and the 775 and all that. And the SB34 is the black version for the newer radios, the 7700 and the 7800 and the 7850. I wonder if this SB23 is like the size for like the 7600, 7610, and that ilk.
Or could it be the one with the, do they have a regular and then a one with filters, like two different options?
That might be it. I'll have to look it up when I get home. I'm going to switch over to filter Peter, so I'm getting in here into downtown Pontiac, KABB. Hola. Now, I'm assuming you had a phone call. I had to jump out. I will catch you later this evening on KABB.
Alrighty, yeah, I was busy trying to answer some texts and calls. while driving. Shame on me. I'll be curious to hear your observations. W8FQ.
WGAKLL on the mobile. KF8DRC from WGAKLL.
KF8DRC, go ahead.
How you doing, Jack? Just made it back to Genesee County here.
Oh, I see. I was going to answer a few minutes ago, but I had to go to Kroger, grab a couple of things, and come out. I heard you out there, but I couldn't answer you.
Yeah, no problem. We're almost home here, just picking up something to eat, and we're heading back home.
I got to do a couple of run around. I got to go over with my daughter for a little bit. And come back home.
Okay, yeah, it sounds like a good day for sure. I haven't seen mine in a few days, so I gotta get her back home. All right, Jack, we'll talk to you later. Oh, almost did my GMRS. WDAKLL, we'll be clear after yours.
All right, Greg. Take care. We'll talk again. KF8DRC. Presenter, Jack. KF8DRC. Well, hello, good old Brian.
How is Jack today on this beautiful fall-like day?
Oh, very good. You're off work right now?
I left early. I'm on my way to the dentist's office to have a crown re-cemented in.
Just at the foot doctor, and I came out. So I had to rent the Kroger and get a couple of things to come out.
Yeah, I heard that. I thought maybe it was something for dinner. That's why I asked, what's for dinner?
I know, nothing right now. I don't know if you want to go someplace or not.
Yeah, well, we're starting into our fall schedule, which is Monday, I usually have dinner with the family. Tuesdays, I'm on my own. Wednesdays, I can have dinner with the family. Thursdays, I'm on my own. And then Friday and the weekend, it depends. But, I got to get this tube cemented in. It's been out for too long.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. I know it hurts, too, when it comes to teeth. It really do. It hurts. I lost mine about, 25 years ago. I lost mine. I lost a couple in the front. And I had to pull the rest of them came out really easy. Came out. I don't know why. Because when you lose one, the rest of them is going to come very soft. Because when you chew on them, they're really going to, the other one is going to shake too. And that's what the doctor said. As soon as you lose one, the rest of them, they're going to be shaky.
Well, I've lost a couple through the years, and the dentist has been very vigilant to make sure that I do everything proper to try and keep the rest of them. But, this is an old bridge that I had part of it removed so I could have an implant done. And we got to start working on that, which means more money, but we have to wait till December before we can start. Well, they can bill next year, because my benefits are used up for this year.
See what you're saying. Well, that's what happened to me, and I lost all of them. You know, that wisdom tooth, that is the worst thing it is.
Oh, I don't have to worry about them. I never had them. I'm not smart enough to have wisdom teeth. No, I had baby teeth still, so my body just stopped making teeth before the wisdom teeth. I never had to experience that pain.
Yeah. Well, you're right about that. You don't have to worry about them. I don't have to worry about none of them right now. Because they all pull out. I pulled them out a long time ago, so I just got a denture, that's all.
Maybe it's selfishness on my dentist's side, because she keeps working to keep my teeth intact, so I have to keep going back to her instead of just dealing with dentures. I don't know. Maybe it's a conspiracy.
Well, what I would do, Brian, take two, what do they call it, take two, you know, two people, not only one, and they tell you all that stuff. Yeah, take two of them, it's better, you know, ask them questions for two different doctors. I think that's the best way.
Well, no, they see enough foundation there that what's been going on, I guess. It's supposedly better for me. I don't know. But then again, I saw what my daughter's ex-boyfriend went through. They ended up pulling all his teeth. Then he had to heal from that, and then they had to put in the implants. And then he had to heal from that, and then they had to make him dentures to a hook to those implants. So they were almost like real teeth. And I don't know. It had to cost a lot, and it had to hurt a lot. That's all I know.
Yeah, I know what I'm saying. That planning teeth is very expensive. And a lot of people I know, they said they'll shake back and forth. They're not going to be steady at all. So that's why I left mine, you know. I could have planned some mine, too. But they told me, no, it'd be a lot of headache. Because they're going to shake and all that, they're not going to eat that good. So I stayed away. That's why I stayed away from that.
Okay, Jack, I'm just about to my dentist office, so I'm going to say good afternoon to you now. And I'll talk at you later. I'll be out later. I got some new radios to play with at home. So I'll be clear on your final. This thing is obtrusive.
Hi, Brian. Good talking to you. Take care. We'll talk again. KFADRC.
Did I just hear a station out there, W8RIT, Whiskey 8, Romeo, India, Tango? This is Whiskey, India 8, X-ray. Well, you remembered my name, and I didn't even have to tell you the difference in my calls, so you apparently have been following. I used to be N8FZT. Yeah, your audio sounds really pointed, like you're wearing tight pants or something. No lows, a lot of highs.
I'm in the park and I just had to pick another one out here. Well, anyways, Chris, how the heck have you been? And yes, I'm not serving exactly when, but how many years have you had the new call sign? Because I remember it as November 8th, I think I was flying zebras and tigers.
Yeah, the more I listen to you, I remember your name is Gage. All right, dude, yeah, flying zebra trainer, or foxes, zebras, and tigers, or frisked Zsa twice, and I didn't get slapped. someone once called me the flippin' zipper tripper at one time, too, but, yeah, all of the above, they all work. The only difference is I went for the call sign just because it was an option. And I couldn't, it's funny, when I sit down at CW, NAFZT flows out on the paddles faster than WI8X does. WI8X got a lot of dashes in it. NAFZT had a lot of dits. But, yeah, that's about it. I haven't been on HF in a year, but when I did get on, I had a blast because the sunspot, the solar flux index was at an all-time high. It was up in the 300s. It was up in the 300s a few days ago, but today it's down to, I think, 139. I post a SSN/SFI report daily on the Livonia Amateur Radio Club Facebook page, the Hazel Park Facebook page, Ham Radio Around the World Facebook page, and on that one that GFF runs, Amateur Radio in Michigan or something like that. I posted on all those different websites, and also I have posted on Mastodon.com. I covered the whole planet, and must be doing a good job because it's picked up by several people on Mastodon, and they forward it around, so I know we're reaching more people than we actually know about.
Yeah, pretty good. Well, I'm not receiving them anymore, Chris. I got booted off Facebook a number of years ago. Facebook doesn't like people like me. Oh, well. But anyway, yeah, that's good information, though. That pretty much we all need to know friendly. I mean, even good, but even above that sometimes. yeah, the other one I like, too, is Dr. Tabitha Strong, the space weather woman. I kind of like how she does it, so it's a little bit like a weather report, basically. Although I'm just going to find out, see if it could be like the rest of the weathermen, see if it's being accurate. If there's storms when they're not or something. But so far, it's been a pretty good education as far as that goes. Well, Crystal, I'd say the past few years, I've been very silent on PHF, UHF, and almost to non-existent on HF even. I've been doing a little dancing and such, but not a whole lot. I gotta get my dipole back up in here. So I've been kind of, ham radio wise, been relatively radio inactive. I've been playing around a lot with my SDR and just trying to listen in areas that aren't normally like on the amateur radio spectrum. Trying to, you know, figure out other areas and stations to listen to and things of that nature. And then I got the radio, the SDR, and it's kind of opened up kind of a whole new world of other areas that I've never had any experience with, so I kind of like that.
Okay, Dave. That's a good thing. I'm retired since 2019. Got a new problem. I've got a limited gait problem, so I don't walk very well. I use a cane or a walker, and I got type 2 diabetes. I'm not on insulin. I'm lucky in that regard, but now I got two other problems that I'm dealing with, and the best advice I can give you is don't get old. Good luck with that. But anyway, yeah, it just seems like I'm getting older and things are starting to break down. So that's the way things are going. Other than that, I'm pretty happy and such. So, good to hear you. I take it you're still in the Detroit area. You're accessing this repeater at, I think, 442.175. If not, you're on another repeater that's linked to this system. W8RIT, W8X. Very good. Yeah. I know that song. In fact, I can hum several stanzas of it. Yeah, I know exactly that song. Yep. That's why someone asked me one day, well, what are your tips for the younger generation? I go, don't grow old. Good luck with that. But it's going to happen eventually to everybody. I thought I was going to live forever. At one time, I was a very active federal agent. And now they look at me walk. It's like, how could that be? Yeah, exactly. But I miss my old buddy TJ. I understand he's not living in Detroit and living downriver anymore. He's living way up. In another part of the state, but I'm glad for it. And all the guys I hear out here, I heard Jeff out here earlier today, KV8, what's this called? Can't remember. Yeah, that's the other thing that goes, the mind is the next thing to go, and I can't remember what the other thing is.
Finally be able to get some things like senior discounts. I guess that's kind of a nice little thing there. Sort of. but yeah, it can always be worse, I guess. Always be worse. Well, it's about getting my nightfall up here. While I got some warm weather, I guess this week's supposed to be pretty nice. Lately, I've just been using it in the ground-mounted fashion.
I had an unfed half-wave that I got from NAMYO. You may have remembered Russ. I don't know. He now lives in Lakeland, Florida. He's got a four-land call. He got his initials, N4RTD. And his wife also got her initials. And she challenged me. She goes, I'm going to go for my extra. You're way overdue. I got my extra the day after she got hers. So, hooray for Cheryl. And the first time I took it in Hazel Park, I crashed and burned. It wasn't pretty, man. I got half of them wrong. The next time I went, only had three wrong. And then, in fact, the test that I took online, the practice test, was the exact same test I took at the test site. And the test I took at home, I got seven wrong, still passed. But at the test I took at the site, I got three wrong. Whatever. I was way overdue for the extra, apparently. And I enjoy it now, you know. I had to laugh. I teased the volunteer examiners. I said, well, now I can use all those extra privileges on the 33-centimeter band. And all three of the VEs had no clue as to what I was talking about. And I went to 900 band. They go, we don't have anything in the 900 band. I went, oh, yes, we do, because if we haven't got anything to do in the 900 band, I've been breaking the law for several years. I even have a 900 repeater. But, yeah, we do have frequencies to play with, 902 to 928 FM and P25. There's some P25 there, but nothing else. And there's CW in the 902-100. But I haven't played there either because I don't have the gear for it. I'd have to build the gear. But I understand it's real cheap to do. But it's very limited as far as unless you got a Yagi antenna. And I got a 13-element Yagi here. I could probably do it if I knew who else was on Hi-Hi. But some of the guys I remember that were on there were guys that were on the Smart, like WAHD had a transmitter there, and another guy who's passed away a long time ago, NE8I, he had some gear that worked up there too. Talking about Jay, W0JBC, he's been dead at least 6 years by now. He had a number of things wrong with him, but toward the end he had a bout with MRSA, and it was so bad that it took him out. I miss him, I do. I really do. He was probably one of the, he and I became pretty close, and I remember giving him a 900 megahertz FM radio. He never used it. He used it once. He got on the air with it once and put it back in a box. I don't know why, probably because he wasn't feeling well or whatever. And his wife said, come by and pick up your radio that he'd never used. I went, okay. But anyway, I still haven't done that. I promised her I'd sell all his gear for him, and now I can make it all the way to gravity, but going up the stairs takes me forever. That means I won't be able to carry the heavy stuff out. I'll have to have someone with muscles who can do that. But, yeah, I miss him a lot. There have been a lot of guys that passed away. Carl passed away a year ago this week. I don't know if you remember Carl. November 8th, Always Eating, N8AE. Well, I don't know what happened to you. Your signal just dropped off. Your audio was good, but you had, like, no signal. Either you're mobile or handheld. Whatever. No, you're probably mobile. That's right. And that's the thing with UHF. You can turn sideways and lose everybody. It's just like 900. 900 is like the 800 band. They use the same antennas. But you could be talking to someone on a handheld, and just turn around and they'll lose you. Small footprint with 900. But I know of a guy who's got a bunch of 900 repeaters for a decent price, and they'll set them up for you and everything, and all you got to do is put them up. And you can pretty much choose any frequency you want, and it works. And the repeater council is, they don't give you a hard time on it because there's not many people up there. But those that are up there, they'll make themselves known once they find out you got a repeater. Down here in the southeast Michigan area, Wires used to have one. He doesn't anymore. He moved the 2-meter machine from downtown Detroit. It's now on Channel 62's tower at 400 feet. You see, it's got a new repeater there. It's running dual mode. It's running Yaesu System Fusion and Analog FM. So it's a dual mode repeater, and whatever captures the repeater, that's what it stays on for a while. And if someone later on comes on via Fusion, then it stays on Fusion for a while. But always, every night, at 10:10 p.m., it goes into automatic mode. It goes back to analog FM, and from 10:15 until whenever they get done into traffic, that it stays on FM for the traffic net, the Southeast Michigan traffic net. And Wallace usually checks into the net, and when he's done, he shuts the machine off for the night, and it comes back on early in the morning. WIRX.
By the way, from them on 94, probably zip it out for my low sync was probably around 75 or so, which is my front row here. And so far, I'm going to be the repeater now. Take me with it. Anyways, back to you, Chris.
Okay, Dave. I'm on a dual band radio myself. I'm running an ICOM ID5100. It does D-Star and analog FM. I used to be on DMR when Colin was living up here, but when he moved down south, his system died. There's a bunch of repeaters up here still operating on DMR, but they're not linked via the internet anymore. So they're all dormant. I don't think anybody uses them. But, you know, they all become local repeaters on DMR, but whatever it says on your radio that it was, it isn't anymore. It's just a local FM repeater now. Or not a local FM, local DMR repeater. It's just not connected in any way to the internet. So I got rid of my DMR equipment and I bought a D-Star radio. I've been having a blast on it. And I hang out mostly on Reflector 66 Delta, which, my friend Russ, N4RTD, is on it. N8FM is on it, NAWJL, and a few other guys, KE8LWX and a few others, they're all on there. We have a good time. And there was a system in here in Wayne County that's called WAGTW. It uses the old Northville 2-meter frequency, 145.17 and 444. And it's also got section on it. That repeater went down a week ago, and I don't know if they've actually got in up to the site to figure out what's wrong with it. Livonia Club has a D-Star repeater on 444-875, and I've gotten on that as well. I got a hotspot here made out of a Raspberry Pi 3, and it works well via the internet. And I've been all over the world via that little there. It's no bigger than a pack of cigarettes, actually smaller. And it works well. Puts out all of 41 milliwatts, and I'm talking all over the planet. W8RIT, WRX.
I haven't done so yet. We're talking with somebody last week. when I first got a license, so it was 2001, Chris, that was kind of like the heyday for popularity for PSK 31, which is pretty much not being used anymore. So I'm kind of the same thing, too, with all these Ninja modes. Not income lately.
No internet on this network.
QRZ, who's that? WIX.
Yeah, call here is W8FU. Name is Sean. And we don't have internet here. Just to his point there about, well, what are you doing here? It's network, but it's our own MI6 network that we maintain and hardened and all that good stuff. So no internet. So just to the one point is all. Good afternoon.
Hi, Sean. Chris here. You know me. I'm the Chris that worked at Michigan Radio. You remember that. WX8L. Not many people know you by that, do they? And you took the call that I gave up, that I did not go with. Anyway, good to hear you, Sean. Now that I think about it, that call would have been perfect for CW. Yeah, it's a lot better than what I chose, but anyway. I was wondering, because I've heard guys all over the place on this frequency, and some of them are in other parts of the state, so there must be some kind of a link-up going on. Correct me if I'm wrong, Sean, and then pass it to Dave, W8RIT.
Okay, forgive me, Dave. I don't mean to keep you out of loop there, but we are networked, but it's our own hardened installed network. You know, mostly Central Michigan's MI6 network. I did my own little build out of it to get my repeaters all connected up, on this. So, I, to his point, if you're using like the M1KE or an All-Star node, chances are you're using the internet, your phone's hotspot, etc. And even though we're networked here with our repeaters, it's our own infrastructure. It's we put it in, we maintain it, and so we're not dependent upon the internet at all. So, it's radio, it's just a different kind of radio, but it's all ours. And so that was the only point I was trying to make. Go ahead. What was it? RIT? I'm bad with that. They say you only got to remember your own, right? Because I'm just getting ready to pull up the home. You and Micon, that's all Central Michigan MI6 network. There's a few here and there. Now, to the network, if you connect up to the East Coast Reflector or something like that, sure, you're going to probably use the internet for that. But that's not the primary purpose or
or not going to be a deal breaker. If that link were to go down, you'd link, and then your private nodes wouldn't be able to get in. The ones that, like you said, are on the internet, they'd be dead. They wouldn't be able to get in. But the repeaters themselves, like I said, they're on a private network, the MI6 network. So MyCon and all that stuff would all still run, so it's all good stuff. Anyhow, just a point, that's all. Yeah, that's all, really. I'm pulling down my street. Chris, I'm going to pass it over to you. And I'm going to do this to you. And I have Sir T from WXAL, WNFU.
Good memory. WIX, alias NAWCT. Very good. So what you're saying is the network is RF? It's all RF? And instead of using the internet.
Good idea.
So, okay, great. I'm assuming you're coming in via your 2.600, or, no, 2.600 was what, FM and P25, or you're coming in via All-Star, which could be anywhere for that matter. All right, real good. Nice to hear you again. And, feel free to pop in. I enjoy talking to you. And, Dave, and Sean, I have to go to the gym. I've renamed my bathroom the gym because I exercise muscles in there. I'm sure you know which ones. I don't need to tell you. I drink almost a gallon of water every day, so I get a lot of exercise running to the gym. I had that thing on the Northville repeater, the 3.1. I'm a control operator there, and there was a new guy yakking with us, and I said, "Well, guys, I gotta head to the gym," and they all knew what I was talking about, but the new guy did not. And as I'm in the bathroom, I could hear him telling, "Why, that guy, he must be really in good shape. He's always going to the gym." And a couple of the guys started laughing. And he goes, "Did I say something funny?" And then I came back and I explained it to him. He goes, and I'm sitting here all red-faced going, "No, don't worry about it. Nobody can see you. None of us have our video turned on. Hi. Have a good day, guys. I got to go before I make a mess. 73, W8RIT, W8FU, W8X.
Driveway as I was backing in, I get a call from the wife. She sends me out for a pickup of strips. I can't even get home. So back out here for a couple of minutes anyhow. All right, guys, take care and have fun. And when I used to hit the can, I still do to this day, when I say I'm just going Maritime Mobile, that's what I say. Javier. W8 Boogie from W8.
say.
Alright, so somebody was really noisy. Strike one. You got a Roger beat, strike two, and I think that's strike three. You're like all but out. Wanna try it again? Good grief, what's this hobby coming? Hello, Elite.
What's happening?
I'm just sitting in line at the pharmacy. Man, I got home. I was looking forward to getting home early and backing into the driveway, and I get a phone call. Literally, my back tires are back in the driveway, and my front tires aren't off the street yet. I get this call from my wife. You gotta go pick up a prescription for me. I'm like,
oh, yeah. Gotta do the errands. So I checked on that other site, you know, that does the predictions, and chose me at 50% because one of them hasn't paid yet. But I assume once they pay, they'll go to, they'll show as competitive.
Maybe they'll forget.
Maybe. You know, I was actually thinking of doing, trying to see if they got email on QRZ and write to them and ask them, explain why I want this. And since they don't, since they were fishing for a bunch of others, if they wouldn't mind canceling their request.
You know, if their second choice was a 2-1-by or a 2-by-1 or a 1-by-2, but all their second choices were 1-by-3s, so, you know. But, yeah, you're right. You can try it, you know. That's another one. Remember we were talking about a weighting system? You got to say that your number, your place for any one call will be, like, let's say you have a 33% chance, but then by the number of calls you're going for, it gets diluted.
Yeah, that sounds fair.
So the one guy that have a 1/24th of 33% chance.
Yeah, I'm going to petition the FCC to do that.
But once you got your call, you won't care anymore.
That's right. Yeah. I think they'll be my final call if I get it.
Yeah, there'd be no need to ever change that. I mean, you know, it was A and W, so who cares? Well, and A's not even in the running because you can't get a 1x2A. So really, it's K and W. So, yep, they're all just as good as the other. In fact, I would submit that K and N are the best of the two.
Yep, okay. Let's see. Anybody on the lake? Well, nobody's on the lake. Hardly. At least on my adjacent lake. Oh. Supposed to get up to like 80 on Wednesday. Might have to take the boat out, maybe for the last time.
Yep, sure seems nice. Of course, according to my thermal device here, it's 68. Which is pleasant.
Yeah, I love this kind of weather, but not so great when you're on the water. It really gets colder quickly. So I just came on when you were, I heard something about, seeing something about strike 1, 2, 3, about something. All right, I'm guessing you're at the drive up. I'm just about home anyway, so 88 Peter.
Sorry, work.
Yeah, that's right, the drive up. So, yeah, I was just saying when I first turned on, I just caught you saying something about strike 1, 2, 3 or something.
Oh, no, I was just saying somebody was, I think they were trying to get a mic check, okay? And then they were horrible signal, so that was strike 2, and then they had a Roger beat. That was strike 3. Do better. Come back.
Okay. Well, we can't see if he's got his... He's got a mic there, but I assume he does. All right. I'm just pulling in my street. ABPR. Catch you later.
All righty. Yeah, yeah, that, all that. First personals and mic checks and excessive radio checks and Roger beats. Leave all that CB shit on CB or GMRS, which is CB plus. All right, later, WAFU.
My usual 15 minutes behind the schedule. I'm always late for the rest of the world. I need a clock that is 15 minutes ahead so I'm on time every once in a while.
That's why I never pay attention to the clock on my phone, because if I do, then I'm always delayed because that clock is on time. So, but the microwave and the stove clock and the living room clock are 10 minutes ahead, so I watch those.
Yeah. You know, for a technical guy, I'm really, I'm kind of a mess with my clocks. I think my microwave clock, I hate to say it, the ultimate embarrassing thing, but I think it's blinking.
Believe it or not, back in one of the VCR days, I had a VCR that actually would get it tied to Comcast and automatically set. So I didn't have to worry about it. I don't know how it did it, but it automatically set the clock.
Yeah, I mean, that's my phone. I don't worry about having my phone anymore, obviously. But my brother, he was a ham. He was quite a ham. Extremely technical. And he had some clocking system that he got over the internet, and I don't know. Maybe it was off the GPS. I'm not quite sure. But, yeah, he took great pride in having
all of the clocking on his bench perfect. And I know there were some technical reasons for that, but, I am chronologically challenged usually, but that's all right. It's okay. It's a nice day, it's sunny, 73 degrees, leasing my car. And least thing I'm worried about is being late for an appointment with my friend Phil, who's probably listening.
That's the thing is, I used to be always late. I start at 10. I've always gotten to work about 10:30, 11 o'clock-ish. But now, after getting a CPAP machine, I'm up at 6:45. I'm like, oh, okay, get up, get ready, and I'm out the door within 45 minutes of being awake.
Yeah, does that thing make a big difference for you? I probably should get one. I probably, if I was properly diagnosed, I'd probably need one, too. I don't really sleep as well as I should. Does it help you out?
Well, it wakes me up alive every morning, or I wake up alive every morning with it. I didn't realize how bad my sleep apnea was until I did the test, and oh, boy. Wasn't very promising.
Yeah. You should probably do that. So did you go into, one of these sleep clinics or something, and you stay there overnight and you keep an eye on you, or how'd that work out? Anything, yeah.
KGO. No. Talk to my primary care. I said, I have a hard time, I'm always constantly tired, I don't get a good night's rest, my wife says I snore, extremely bad, and if I do fall asleep, I go almost comatose when I sleep, so I said, how do we do this whole sleep apnea test, and they set me up with a pulmonary specialist that does sleep disorders. Got a machine, and I got this little thing that I wrapped around my body, put a little finger thing on there, and a thing up my nose, and it recorded my sleep pattern. And then after that, I got my CPAP machine. Did it all at home.
Yeah, that, it doesn't sound too bad. I should do the same. I hear they got a lot of alternative devices now, too, that are a little bit easier to deal with, but, yeah. Listen, I got to jump. I'll be back in a couple of minutes. My phone rang, and I had to pick it up. So, if you're here in a couple of minutes, I'll jump right back on, but I got to take a call. Any second.
Thank you.
Hey,
Phil. N8, take care.
Okay, just let me see you're on schedule.
Sort of. I'm at, I'm pretty close. I'm on schedule. I'm on 15 mile, just coming up to Telegraph, so I should be there.
Okay. I'm going to leave in a couple minutes, so I'll see you there.
Yeah, I'm following you, jump back on it. Anyways, thank you. Hey, take care.
KSAS.
Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. It's sunny. Still got to deal with idiots on the road.
Yeah, I'm making my departure from the office here, and I get the sit in line trying to get out on a haul road.
Yeah, I'm a little annoyed. I had to turn around and go get my phone. That was like a 10-minute waste of time, but I got it. Like, I need my internet for what I'm waiting. My kid's going to her music lesson. I need my internet so that I can do a little bit of work.
Yeah, don't forget that.
And it's like, you know, it's a key component, right? You gotta, so you can have music in your car and everything.
I'm sadly useless without it. I cannot drive or go anywhere. I mean, I obviously can, right? But I don't want to because it's pretty much what controls everything.
Yeah, I always thought one day we would be here where we'd have a device that we take from our desk and then put it in our car, and then that's our computer. You know, like that's the computer you take with you everywhere. And it kind of has come true. Not in the sense, I don't think I can do the same productivity on my phone that I can do on my computer, but that hasn't converged yet.
I remember on my notes, Samsung Notes and Ultras, the DeX functionality, where you basically just dock your phone, and it's similar to what a Mac is, or an iPad, I should say. Like, you can use peripherals, you can still text and call off of it, you still use all your Bluetooth. Like, it's kind of sick, and it kind of makes me miss having an Android because of that, right? Like you said, it's that one device that I could do everything I need to on. All I need is peripherals wherever I'm going.
Yep, well, I mean, the world has demanded, you know, the world kind of dictates. Not us techies. Us techies don't dictate what the trends are going to be and what the manufacturers are going to build for. It's what the masses masses want. So the masses want just mobile phones, I guess.
Yeah, whenever my Apple Watch is paid off or dead or whatever comes first, I'll probably do my usual and switch back to Android just for stupid functionality like that.
Yeah, I was close. I was looking at that Pixel phone, but then I go, no, it's not quite what I want. Samsung's too expensive, and so I'm not willing to do it yet. Soon, maybe. But you know, you were mentioning the Fold, how they're going to do the iPhone folding edition next year. I don't know how that's going to pan out, but that's probably the next evolution is the folding phones. But it's weird because they have three displays on those things. You got the outside display, and it's got two inside displays. I think it's a little too much, but that's the only way you can do it.
I had the Fold 6. Yeah, Fold 6 from Samsung, and I had the Pixel 9 Pro Fold, which is what the guy I work with has. It's one screen, actually. It's a flexible OLED that actually folds in half. Technology is really cool. It's getting a lot better. I can see it year in and year out. It's just they're improving. hiding the fold, they call it. But I agree. The Pixels are good. The software is just butter. But I had it, and I tried the 9. I tried all the flagships this past year. Ultimately went back on the iPhone 16 Pro Max, but the Pixels were good. I just always managed to have weird, buggy lockups with them.
Yeah, I think Sean had the same experience with his Pixels. Wanted to get rid of it. But, yeah, I want to kind of go back to Android, but I kind of don't want to right now. It's just a thing, I guess. My wife's always going to be on an iPhone. She's not going to switch, so, you know, there's that, too. And, but the messaging has come a long way. The RCS messaging has kind of made it a little bit less of an issue, you know, before you had the green and the blue bubble people.
The family is a big part of why I'm on an iPhone. My dad's the only one that's got an Android, and I don't really text them. I just call them, so it doesn't matter. My sisters, my mom, my wife, and that's the big thing, too. My wife likes that. You know, you got the native location sharing on iPhone, just airdropping a bunch of pictures and stuff, the ease of use, sending videos and giant files back and forth to the kids, iMessage, all that crap. That's, you know, stuff I cared about in college, not so much now, but it's just refined, it's polished, and now I've got a MacBook Pro for work, I've got an Apple Watch Ultra 2, I got a iPad Pro, like, I'm in the ecosystem, I am an Apple sheep, not really because I love Apple, but just because all their stuff works very cohesively versus the Android realm where you gotta mess with crap way too much. That's ultimately what made me go back to iPhone. Was I got so sick of having to mess with stuff to get it to work right for hobby and whatever. That's why I was like, I'm just going to get what works. Nothing against Android. If I was a single man, I would 100% have an Android.
If you really need Android, you can get a tablet. They're pretty cheap. I mean, you can't get a cheap iOS tablet. But if you really need Android, you can just get a cheap Android tablet. You know, Android, whatever the latest one is. And if you need to have some device that does that, like if you're a software developer, you kind of need all those. But it just seems like Ham Radio has more stuff on Android. But my is like, do more. More on Android with Ham Radio stuff versus iOS. You know, there's stuff there for iOS, but not as much.
I don't know if you're going through your note or what, but you're getting packet lost and dropping picket fencing pretty bad. You know, the radio stuff, I don't do really much of anything on my phone. I do have repeater phone or whatever it's called on my iPhone, and I've got the ISS app and a couple other miscellaneous things, but nothing where I'm like, I absolutely have to have this. Everything else is just kind of a bonus. But I had an Android tablet sitting in the drawer forever, and I never, ever used the thing, so I ended up just selling it.
I'm thinking about switching over to the dark side, but I have questions.
Which dark side? There's two.
iPhone. I just want to know if you ever got the hotspot, because that's the deal breaker for me. The hotspot's got to be solid and reliable.
Not on AT&T, you're fine. I haven't had much issues with T-Mobile.
Yeah, my Verizon hotspot's always rock solid. My AT&T one's hit or miss.
Well, I'm on T-Mobile, so that's where I need it to work. And I know Dave had some trouble with his, but you're thinking that might be more AT&T?
I'm going to say yes, because Greg has T-Mobile. He probably still has T-Mobile. He has T-Mobile, and he did not have his iPhone. He never had any trouble. It was just me. And it was back when I was living in Sterling Heights, so I don't know. You remember Captain Don also had trouble when he would go to his parents' house, so I just think we had a horrible power bias.
All right, so other than that, though, no problem. It turn on, it stays on, and things stay connected and all that good stuff.
Yeah, I'd say it will drop off after the last device is not connected. So you have zero devices connected to the hotspot. That leaves the hotspot shut down.
All right, not to piggy up the conversation, but I called you a couple times just to ask you these very questions. So if I connect up my node to it, and I decide to drive to I'm going to Texas, it's just not going to arbitrarily turn off. I mean, as long as that node is connected to it, it'll stay connected, and it'll drop, you know, even if it loses coverage, it'll come back and all that good stuff.
I believe so. I mean, obviously, when you get into some rural areas, connect cellular service, but still be connected to your phone. So you might have cellular network.
Sean, what's intriguing you to switch to the iPhone?
My new MacBook Pro.
It'll get you every time.
I want the whole experience, man.
Dave can attest to this. I could leave every other Apple device I have at home. As long as I have my MacBook Pro, it's like I've got them all in one.
Yep. I mean, I got two MacBooks with me right now. Work one and my personal one, so... I'm not sure if I want to go to the 16, though. I'm looking for the M5, because I know it's M5 in October, and I'm 3 years. The trade-in is still pretty good. I would, you know, that's going to knock off a upgrade. I feel like I'm leasing. They hold their value, and you can turn them in like a lease.
Sean, do you text from your computer ever? Do you sign in with Google Messages?
I mean, that's the other thing. I've had a hard time switching to, like, Safari and all that stuff. I use Google, Gmail. So I'm a total Google junkie when it comes to that end of it.
I use Edge and Chrome on my Mac. I don't touch Safari. The guy I work with, he's got a Pixel 9 Pro Fold, and he has the same MacBook I do.
Now, you know, that brings up another good question. Let's say I did, you know, get a... I'd be looking at, like, either a 16 Pro if I could swing it, or find an older 15 Pro, somebody wanting to upgrade to 16. And let's say I got one. Would I be losing out on the experience, the whole buy experience, if I am, you know, I'm not utilizing their services, I'm using, you know, Google?
Absolutely not. I don't use any Apple services other than Apple Care. Also, I think you bought your phone outright, maybe. I could be wrong. If you have an upgrade, iPhones are always given away for next to nothing at upgrade price. Might not be the Pro or Pro Max, but there's always deals because there's many of them.
Yeah, well, that's the deal. I don't know where I am in my last device was, I didn't buy it. I got it on the 24 installments, and so I'm about halfway through it. So there would be an issue there I have to overcome or get around. But you know, the other thing I've noticed, too, is there's always really good incentives for new customers. But, you know, when I get done, you know, is there going to be any kind of incentive for me? I don't know. We'll have to see. But I know, it's just a thought, you know, digging the new MacBook, and I thought, you know, it'd be kind of nice to redip my toes in the total iPhone experience and see if it's better than when I last checked it, which was 2014.
Dave, how long have you been on an iPhone?
Okay. 2018, I probably switch back. I got whatever.
That was inaudible, Dave. No copy. Sean, I don't think you would hate it. And they're rolling out iOS 26 next week, I think, around the 15th. And that's a huge, I think it's the biggest OS overhaul since iOS 7, which was when they went from the original blocky, arcadey-looking icons and theme to pretty much what it is now, and now they're going to, it honestly looks a ton like Android.
Am I better on Warner or no?
We can hear everything, so that's good. There's still some popcorn in there, but okay, so maybe I want to stay away from a 15. Maybe I want to just find a way to get into a 16.
No, I would say if you can find a smoking deal on a 15 or newer, you're fine. It's the titanium frame, USB-C charging. Anything older is going to have the lightning cable. Stay away from that. The 15 and 16, really next to no difference at all. The updates go to all the phones. I can't remember how far back they're going, but it's like iPhone, I think 12 or 11 is getting this next round of updates, so they're all the same. That's the only complaint I have about Apple, is they just pump out the same phone over and over and over.
Yeah, and they slow them down as the battery gets old. That was one of their bigger complaints. But yeah, the 17's probably going to be out next week, so you probably get a good deal on a 16.
All right, well, if you see any, spot any particularly good deals or anything like that, but I'm probably just going to have to buy it flat out unless somebody wants to trade me for my S24. But anyhow, definitely thinking about it. All right, enough on all that. Probably something I'm going to venture into. I've got one for work, and it's this is like a 14, just a plain old 14, I think it is. And it's okay. I've gotten used to it. And some of the beefs I had with the last iPhone I had are long gone, and weren't even necessarily iPhone's fault. Some of it was the carrier. Or the phones nowadays are, I mean, they could be carrier locked, but they're not. There's no hardware reason why they can't operate on any system anymore. It's you don't have to, like, you know, you don't have to watch the hardware. They'll work on anyone, provided they're not subsidy locked or whatever.
Well, I think there's eSIMs now too. I don't think they have physical SIMs anymore. So it's all whatever the eSIM. I know somebody's got like four lines on their phone with eSIMs.
Okay, you guys doubled. Dave won. But I think the thing is, no, that's not a problem anymore, provided they're not subsidy locked.
Correct. They don't have physical SIM cards anymore, so both mine are eSIM. You can toggle them on and off. I can't remember how many you can have, but you can only have two active at once. Verizon, so keep this in mind, if you do installments, oh, you don't do dual SIM, never mind.
Okay, cool. Like I said, keep your eye peeled. All right, I got to go tend to the dog. Dog wants out. I can't see on my camera whether there's any critters out back that I got to be worried about, so I got to go with them. I'll be back. W8FU.
Where were you at, Dave? You got rough there for a minute.
I was down in a ditch and by Yates Cider Mill, you know, it goes dips down really low, and I was on Mount Clemens, so I probably wasn't able to get in. Now I'm at the top of the hill here, Avon and Rochester.
Yeah, you're way better now. Yeah, you were like, it was weird. You were like packet lossy.
Yeah, I'm all RF, and it's the small antenna. You know, my little tiny antenna. Maybe I should put the Comet 2x4. Oh, I don't have it in this car. Darn it. I left it in the garage.
Which tiny one? You've got, oh, is it that, the off-brand one? Is it a Bing Foo?
No, it's a Browning antenna. It's UHF only, like 320 to 520. It's like really wide band. It's Unity gain when it's got, doesn't have a ground plane, and it's like 2 dB gain when it's got a ground plane. And I think I'm using about 20 watts right now.
You sound a lot better now. I'm about to ask you, too, when you swept the 2x4, you said it's great on VHF, weird and up and down on UHF, and it's high on GMRS, right?
So with the 2x4, it is great on 2 meter, 70 centimeter. The GMRS is great on the simplex side of things, 462. Is not so great on the 467.
Not so great as in like a 2-2, 2-1, or higher?
Yeah, it's like at the 2-1, so, you know, you transmitting with it is not as great, but it's still a match, you know, you could still pump power. I'll be right back. I gotta walk my daughter into her music lesson. Be right back. KFA does.
At ABBF, standing by.
I'm back if you're still out there. KFA does.
Yeah, we got about 5-10 minutes left.
Alright, well, the signal is up and down here, so I guess we could conclude, but I forgot if there was a question you had and I didn't answer it.
We were just talking about the SWR on the 2x4.
Yeah, on the transmit side, it's like closer to 2. But on the receive side and on simplex, it's like fine. It's like 1.5.
So it's a good all-arounder. I was thinking about if I get my Kenwood, I'm pretty sure that's a tri-bander. Probably never going to use 220, but I got to have a tri-bander. I don't know what I would get.
Yeah, I don't know what you'd use 220 for. I mean, you could try, put your note on it, or you know, there's all kinds of things you could do with 220. It's just, there's usually nobody on the other end, you know.
220 D-Star, good luck hearing anything I'm saying, anybody.
Well, if our drive was in simplex range and stuff, I could bring it with me. Put the Kenwood in my car.
Trying to think, that's the only, I think that's the only radio I've got that'll do 220 is the 75.
What about that big, gigantic Bofang that you bought as a novelty?
I forgot I even had that. I don't know if that's tri-band or not. I'm sure it can be opened up to tri-band. No, I think it does, now that you say that.
Yeah, there used to be a few repeaters
that were on 220, and some of them were, like, linked to an all-star, like, network. I don't know which network. It was, like, out of our area. Like, it was, like, remember the Dewdrop-In? There was a Dewdrop-In. They changed their name to Fireside Chat or something. Somebody always had that link.
Wintertime is right around the corner. I'll be venturing into radio shenanigans again soon.
Yeah, like I was, I sent you that message. I want to do a ground loop antenna. Loop on the, they call it loop on the ground antenna. It's just a receive antenna. And it doesn't have to be that big. It's like 15 feet on four sides, and it hooks up to a 9-to-1. And I've got a second coax going outside, so I'm thinking I'm hooking up to that and then using the other antenna that I've got on the house as a transmit-only antenna. And the whole hopes is that the one on the ground will hear better. And I can use that for receiving, and then the transmit, you don't care. You know, it's just, you're just trying to signal out, not using it to receive. And that might work out, I don't know. And then have a switch. My FTX-1 has two coaxes on it, so you can have two antennas. You can use one for transmit, one for receive.
That'll be my first venture as another small portable radio, either FP1 or F1 whatever, or a 705, I haven't decided yet, or another 6100, although I keep reading bad reviews about those things. I sold Phil my 891 because I was never ever going to use it, and he's been using the crap out of it, so that made me feel better. But yeah, I need to get a listen-only, or not listen-only, but a portable rig that I'm primarily going to use for listening and screwing around with.
Yeah, if you're going to use something for listening, there's lots of options for that. You can even get a cheap little shortwave radio, but I'm sure you want all the bells and whistles on it, so that's the other thing. But the FTX-1, like I said, you could use it as on battery and use it for listening, and 6 watts when it's on its internal battery. But do you want to have all those things? You know, you're going to be up to like $1,800 with it, you know. In GigaParts, I had an order in from May with them for some accessories, and they still haven't shipped anything. I actually have a dispute with PayPal with them right now.
I'm probably going to end up with a 705 and do the USB-C conversion, although with that 703 Mark II coming out, or 7300, not 703, 7300 Mark II coming out, I'm hoping to have a 705 Mark II. Refresh here, but I wouldn't mind another 705. I really miss that with my POV cage on it, sitting on my little Manfrotto tripod and a little signal stick on the side. That was like my desk radio, and then if I wanted to listen to HF or anything, I could flip over an antenna and be done. So that's my goal for this winter radio, but either way, it's not a cheap venture. But on that note, I'm pulling in here, and I think my wife's got dinner for me, so I'm going to get inside. It was good hearing you out here, and I'm sure I'll text you. NABVF, I'll be clear for yours.
Alrighty, we're just standing by here in Rochester. Okay, I'll see you there.
N-8-W-R-O.
N-8-W-R-O. Long time no talk to. How you doing?
sovereign citizen stuff. Huh.
Is this one any better? 2.6.
You sound good to me. I'm on the ump. Should I be on Richmond heading north?
Yeah, Richmond does really good once you get north of 21.
All right, this is Richmond. How is it?
It sounds the same, so very good. And I'm back on Richmond. Look at that. But that's okay. I'm heading north, too. I got to go meet Mrs. Maine at Tina's. So I'm just going to have an adult beverage at Tina's.
Oh, yeah, I remember that place. I didn't know it was still open, to be honest with you.
It actually has quite a following, believe it or not. Food is really, really good. And then they got a banquet hall that they built in the back at there's a fair amount of weddings there.
Yeah, that was my memory of it being a banquet hall. I mean, I know it's both, but yeah, now I remember, yeah.
And the food is really good. So, I'm going to try to turn left here, but I think I'll wait. Yeah, now I can go. All's good. Yeah, it was a good meeting. Turned out good. Got a lot accomplished. So, hopefully I got a couple of my goals, you know. You know, like we talked about, the biggest one being, you know, younger people, younger members, newer members, that stuff.
Yep. That's partially what I'm going to be working on, and then just to put it on radio talk would be that their backgrounds are appropriate. How about that?
Yeah, that's important. That one I think will fix itself. You know, the other one, I think that one is going to, you know, the newer stuff, I think that's going to be on us. We're going to have to do some work. I did like the idea of, you know, participating in that one event with the tent and different things and different angles. I did like that. I thought that was a great idea. Not so much as far as participating to participate, but participate as a to show and tell.
That is exactly what I and then John needed, is clarification. So we can make it that. It doesn't have to happen in one day, but it can happen. It should be able to happen before the set, just to get it clarified. But then again, you do realize, well, I didn't bring this up. You are going to have non-members checking into the set. And, you know, you just have to deal with it, because all you need to be is a ham. That's it.
Does that help us with points as far as that goes? I mean, does that count, I should say? That's probably a better.
Yes, it does count, not as much as a member, but nevertheless, still counts, and that scoring is very complicated. It's a mathematical formula almost, but between a few of us, and especially John, who does the net logger, we get it down pat. It's going to work this time.
Okay, my signal should be getting progressively better now. I'm heading perfectly north now by the fire station, home township on North Avenue. So I figured I'd just came across this way. Just as easy.
Yeah, you're readable. No real issue. Not the best, but still readable. I'm northbound Gratiot, 24 mile. Stopped at a light.
I am happy about how many people are starting to take interest in digital EMR 25.
Yeah, I really like that. And I like the, well, I guess we're not going to talk about it on the radio, but put it this way, I might be getting another DMR for the car.
Are you going to stick with the same brand?
Correct. Connect Systems, but this time not the VHF, UHF, just their DMR only model, mobile, same deal, detachable. It's the same thing. It looks like the same thing. It just doesn't have VHF, UHF, and it's significantly cheaper.
Well, if you're going to do that, I'll tell you what I would do if I were you. I would look around and eBay and other sources for an XDR. If you can't find yourself an XDR, $500 or under, a couple hundred bucks. That's a nice radio.
Well, you know, while you may have a point there, there's no reason for me to do an artificial deadline before the first weekend of October, because I can always put the one I have in the mobile and make that work too. So, yeah, maybe I'll, you know, not be in such of a rush. We'll see how it works. I'm just happy to hear that news.
Hey, give me a second. I'm going to change the channel. Look, I'm going to see if it makes any difference. I'll be right back. Just a minute. WV.
NAWRO.
I had that little bullet in, kind of like you got. I've been using that for the last couple, 3 days. And I put my, I really can't hear much difference. Same amount of snow.
I still need to try that for this particular radio that I have because of what you pointed out to me on that. I'm still working off the diamond right now.
I don't know. I just think for the money and for what it is, I think it performs pretty darn nice. And and then it's got that, you know, tremendous bandwidth to it too.
I was actually looking for one like that, and I couldn't find one, and I bought it and didn't even know it, and you pointed it out to me.
How about this? How does this sound? This is TC8LTS.
Where'd you go? 7.2?
I was just snooping around to see if I got any signal better. It just seems like I got a lot of snow today. 66 degrees out.
That's what mine says, too.
I'm sitting here, 2.6 seems to work the best.
You don't have VHF, and it probably wouldn't sound any better anyways. You're fine. I can read you. No big deal.
No VHF. If I ever get my real radio, one that I, you know, paid all that money for, vaporware, then I'll have everything.
Oh, you mean that unicorn radio? Yeah, the mythical beast.
Yeah, you heard me today. I did check up on the guy. I just wanted to make sure he wasn't phoning me. So, I guess they're just hard to come by. But he told me 2 to 8 weeks. Well, it's been almost, this week will be 8 weeks.
Well, you give it the go over and the Victor Delta approval, I might be interested myself then.
I know, I've got a couple of their VHF radios that I've purchased.
Tom's got one of them right now. I got the radio. Accessories are just crazy funny. It works really, really well. So hopefully the same will happen on the new one.
All right, I'm Gratiot in 29 mile. Gratiot in 29. How's my signal doing? I got nothing on that last Wally, but I was under some power lines. NAWRO.
Okay, how about now?
Yeah, much clearer. Either I'm getting closer to the tower or I'm receiving better from the tower or something.
Yeah, let's go with that. My wife still hasn't moved. I drove here really, really fast so I wouldn't be late. She still hasn't left the place. Huh. I'd probably be better off just to leave it alone, just sit here and wait.
Should stop in the Hamlin and see if my brother-in-law is working there today, but I think I'm done. I'm going home. NAWRO. I got nothing on that. Give it another try, otherwise I'm going to probably sign. And have a good night. NAWRO Richmond. For whatever reason, not making it.
All right, I'll try it here just for a quick second.
Wow, what a difference. What did you do? I can hear you clear as day.
I think something's wrong with my antenna. I just think it's pretty sad when the little bullet works just as good as the high dollar antenna.
Yeah, that's interesting, because you're fine now. No issues. I'm in Muttonville. Ha.
There you go. All right, dude, I'm going to get out of here. I have to make a phone call. I know if I'm supposed to wait here, I'll talk to you a little bit later. WABD, I'm clear of yours.
Have a good one. NAWRO, clear.
KCACSU on NACMH 440 repeater.
KFA, CQQ, anyone online?